This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and it's incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50 plus, Banana Boat 360 coverage is a go-to in my house. I make sure to spray myself before I play outside with my kids. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owners' racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
You're listening to Talking Traders with me, Tamara Judge. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Talking Traders with Tamara, and we have back again Janelle because she's just that good. I love having a housewife and a gamer's perspective. I think it brings out a lot of different things in the show. So, but today we have a special guest from The Traders season two. One of my friends, I'm not sure that you guys are friends. I don't know where you stand. I need to know. So it is Ekin Su, who is an actress, model, TV personality, appeared on the Turkish soap operas. She won the 8th season of Love Island UK in 2022. Following her win, she competed on Dancing on Ice and The Traitors. So let's go ahead and bring Ekin in because I feel like we got a few questions for her.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially you. We need to get the bottom of this shield gate.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Hi, Tamara. Hi, Janelle.
You're still in New York, right?
Yeah, I'm still in New York.
Okay, you guys, I am so bummed that I wasn't able to go because we are in full production of Orange County Housewives. So I had to stay back. Did everybody show up except for me? Because I'm really going to have FOMO.
No, Deontay, Larsa. Who else wasn't there? That's it, right? Peppermint, he haven't seen her.
Peppermint was busy on something, but pretty much everyone was there except for you, Larsa, Marcus, Peppermint, I think.
Was Phaedra there?
Phaedra was there, but she was like so in and out. Like, I think she only stayed one night.
Oh, how long were you guys there?
Two nights.
And you're still there. So yeah. What exactly did you do?
You know, I thought it would be like more like group, like I thought the cast would be together to do press, but it was like basically like content for our social media.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if they were doing like the Traitors experience there, like they did in LA for us, or what was going on.
It's like games and stuff. Like me and Dan were together the whole day. I'm sure Ekin, you were probably with Bergie, I'm guessing.
Bergie, Pete, and Trishelle. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So they had us do like little games together, like stuff for our Instagram so we can help promote the show.
Yeah. Okay. Ekansu, do you have anything in the pipeline now? Are you working on any other project?
I can't say.
All I can say is
keep your eyes peeled, TV. Yeah,
okay.
We've got some stuff lined up.
Oh, good. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
How did you feel about filming Traitors? Like, was it a definite, like, yes, I want to do this, or were you hesitant?
I just jumped on it and said yes, especially when I found out that it was a US cast, because I was like, oh my God, USA. I love the USA people. I love the humor. And I always thought my personality fits sort of the American humor, let's say. And I didn't know any of you guys as well. So for me, when I landed on the first day, I had no sort of judgment of anyone on there. So I basically just got to know you guys on a personal, friendly level before the game started. I know, like, some people have like a perception, oh, this person's from this show or that person's from this show, you know?
Did you know anybody on the cast?
No one.
No
one. I mean, John, obviously, I knew who John was when we got there, but I didn't really know. Deontay, I know he was a boxer, but no, I'd never seen.
You'd seen the show before, right?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Number one in the UK.
Yes. Yeah. So you knew. Like, such a fun game.
Brilliant game.
Okay. So when it was revealed that someone was poisoned by the traitors, why did you think it could possibly have been you?
Well, I thought from the whole thing last night, you know, we had that table discussion with on the round table and the shield was brought up. And even I'm thinking, I said to Janelle, like, it's not even a big deal.
Right.
And it was brought up to such an exaggerated level that I was like, oh, here we go. They're going to kill me tonight. So I was just being silly and taking the piss out of the traitors going, it's going to be me, guys. It's going to be, but to my nightmare to find out it was me. There's parts of me that regret taking the drink, but then the parts of me that thinks somewhere in the game they would have banished me thinking I was a traitor. And I'd rather die in a coffin than a murder or a banishment.
Yeah. Did you remember you took that drink?
No.
No, I know. I really thought it was Kevin because I didn't know how we were murdered or how they were going to poison us. I didn't know how they were doing that. So I thought, oh, it could be in food. And he was eating so much. And I'm like, oh, or maybe I was just hoping he was going to get murdered.
He was eating. He was the only one that was eating. I realized the traitors were drinking water that night, weren't they? They were being classy and smart.
Yeah.
Do you remember that night though, Tamara? Because that was the most alcohol we were ever given. Do you remember how drunk they gave us, like, multiple drinks? Like, we were all pretty buzzed.
I think that night, because I was still pretty sick,
yeah,
I didn't drink.
Oh, yeah.
I had like one drink and I'm like, oh, this doesn't even taste good to me. So I didn't really drink. But Ekansu, when you found out you were poisoned, did you have an inkling of who that was? Did you automatically assume it was somebody, or you had no idea?
Is this when I found out I was dead?
Yeah, you found out you were dead.
I was so out of it that night. I was literally enjoying my time. I was literally not even thinking any bad intentions of anyone trying to poison me, that it didn't even hit me who did it until I was like, wait a minute, where did I take a drink? And for my memory, I remember taking a drink in the bar, not in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I remember someone was giving me drinks, but my memory, I can't remember who it was. It was like a group of you guys and someone gave me a glass and it had skulls on it. So I'm thinking, oh, maybe it was that one. But then when I looked back and watched it, it was actually in
that,
the kitchen.
That rusty old one that you just went ahead and was like, yeah, let me just drink out of this. Let me drink out of it.
English people, we love a drink. So if any-
Did you like look at the cup, or you just kind of were like, oh.
Oh, I saw there was wine inside. I couldn't care if it was handed in a dustbin trolley or something. You know, I was just like, drinks. Yeah, I think we needed it that night, especially after the intense moments.
Yeah.
Okay, so if it wasn't for Parvati's poisoning trick, do you think you could have won the show?
It's a hard one. I think everyone thinks they can win the show, don't they? Everyone wants to be a
traitor. No, I knew I couldn't.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm like, nope, it ain't happening. It ain't happening.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, yes and no. I think there definitely, I knew that people clocked onto me at some point thinking I was a traitor because of the way I came across. People might question it. But I always had sort of a smart plan in my head where I thought, you know what? I'm just going to carry on being myself. And if I lose being myself, that's fine. If I win being myself, that's also a gain.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh my gosh. When you found out who the traders were, so you're at home and I know that you and I would DM and text,
yeah,
like
yeah.
it was so hard because we were out around the same time.
Yeah.
All three of us actually were. And just to like wrap your head around not being in the game anymore, how difficult that is. Like, remember, yes. Like, are you having anxiety? Are you having,
yeah. We're always texting each other for support.
Yeah.
So when, were you shocked when you found out who the traders were?
Yeah.
Wow.
You were right, Tamara, all along.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Because Tamara was sitting next to me and Dan was next to Tamara and Tamara was like, I heard. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. Tamara was on to Dan right away. I don't know why they didn't show that, but whatever. And so
I
say I lived with him, but it's fine.
I know. It's a little bit frustrating.
And he was a part of our group, Tamara. We called ourselves shortbread, didn't we?
Shortbread. Yes, we were the shortbreads. Because that's all we could find to eat inside of our our whatever. Would we drive in? Not Hummers. I can't remember what they were called.
Land Rovers.
Yeah, the Range Rovers. Yeah. Yeah, that was crazy. But you know, one thing we do have to clear things up that weren't seen on the show is the reunion.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the reunion is, we filmed what, March 1st or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's when like, I'm like, but I had this conversation with Dan. It was never even shown. I thought for sure he was the one. And I'm like, oh, they probably held it out so we can fight it out at the reunion.
Yeah. Well, I think also like maybe why you and I, Tamara, weren't on there saying Dan's a traitor, because I said that in my confessionals, is they want you to believe that Dan can still win, kind of. And if everyone's saying it,
right,
it's like so obvious that he's not winning, you know?
Yeah. Who do you guys think is playing the game the best?
I think CT. He's very protected. Very protected.
He's very under
he
the radar.
He's dumb the whole way through. He literally played, I don't know, was it me?
I know.
We saw him yesterday, and he's like a different person to how he was on the show. I'm like, what happened to this sweet, caring guy? You've changed.
What was he like?
Just cold, didn't speak.
He was a little different, yeah.
He didn't say hi or nothing. I was like, who are you?
Well, he's probably the only person that, other than John, because I don't think John has social media, that I don't talk to on social media.
I don't think CT even follows me. He's the only one that doesn't follow me.
I don't think he follows me either.
Wow.
I asked Rochelle, I was like, can I get CT's number? I just want to say like, hey, whatever. Hey. And she was like, he won't let me. She's like, everyone's asking, but he doesn't want his number out there. So she's me and Rochelle are the only ones that talk to CT. Yes.
Oh my God.
Well, is CT the government or something? That's weird.
No, he sounds like a bougie housewife. Like what the hell? That is crazy. I thought it was just me because I noticed halfway. Because halfway through, like when we first started, he was super nice to me.
Yes.
And then it just stopped.
He was. Yeah. He was really, really, really nice. Made funny jokes, made us feel welcome.
And then all of a sudden he just turned on. Like he doesn't talk to me anymore. Oh, I just found out from the producers. He does follow me.
Oh, he does.
Follow me.
He doesn't follow me. I didn't even do anything to him, but whatever.
Well,
I think Deontay's the only one that follows me, I've realized.
Oh.
That's another one who wasn't at our press thing is Deontay.
Oh, he wasn't there?
Yeah, he wasn't here, yeah.
No.
Okay, guys, this is for both of you. Mary, shag, kill. Bananas, Peter, or Dan?
Ooh. Okay. Murder bananas, just because it would make him so mad.
So mad.
Oh. Kill. I'll marry Peter because he's so sweet. And who's the other person?
Dan.
Oh, I'll kill Dan.
That was exactly what I would say.
Totally. Totally. Yep. What about you, Ekansu?
What was it again? Marry, kill, murder.
Yeah. Marry, kill, shag, sleep with. Bananas.
Oh, I didn't know it was sleep with.
Janelle, you didn't
shag. Shags, doesn't an English term shag? I mean, that's what they said on Austin Powers.
I wouldn't sleep with anyone on that show.
You wouldn't sleep with anyone.
I wouldn't. I mean, I'm married. No.
No, I know. I know. No? Nobody?
Oh, Janelle? Who would you
sleep with? She already said.
I wouldn't sleep with anyone. I'm married.
Yeah, true. I mean,
well, you're not.
I'm not in a relationship, but I wouldn't sleep with anyone either. But if it had to be out of the three, kill, one of the first ones.
Kill, Bananas, Peter, or Dan?
Kill, Bananas.
Mm-hmm. Shag.
Oh, I don't want to.
Okay, don't shag.
probably just you know, like Janelle said, marry Pia because he's a nice guy.
Yeah, Mary's better than shag.
Yeah, probably. Okay, let's move on. Have you guys watched Real Housewives or Big Brother since doing the Traitors?
I mean, I always watch a little bit of Housewives. I was watching
some Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah, I want to be a housewife.
Okay, yes. Well, I think there is a housewife of...
You're a housewife London?
There's a housewife of London. Cheshire.
You guys would be great on there, by the way.
You should be perfect on that Ekin-Su.
No, I think ours is a bit tacky, though.
Oh, is it? Yeah. I've never seen it.
You guys are more classy. Yours is more like, I don't know, ours is a bit scripted.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't... I don't even think it airs here in the States.
No, ours is not that big.
Yeah. I did meet some of the girls at BravoCon, though. They were really sweet.
Oh.
If you could play the game again, would you rather do it as a traitor or a faithful?
I think traitor for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love to be a traitor. I said that since the beginning. My game would be totally different. I wouldn't have to gun for shields to save myself. I would love to be a traitor.
Yeah, me too. Are there more mind games in Love Island or the Traitors?
I would say... equal. I think Love Island is definitely like a test. There's always a new bombshell coming and stealing your man, and the guy gets distracted. It's all mind games as well. Yeah. And I think everything's mind games these days. So yeah, I think they're both very equal. But obviously with the traitors, it's you just don't have your emotions in there. You just kind of use your brain.
Yeah.
Logical. You know, you've got to think logical. You've got to do the math. What's 2 + 2 is 4? And Love Island's a bit more, you don't use your brain, you know. People that go into Love Island don't use their brains in general, but yeah.
Would you do Love Island over again?
No.
No. Yeah, I think we talked about that.
Absolutely not.
No.
Never again.
Who do you hope wins Traitors? Like if you're like, I just want this person to win.
I would go for, I don't know why, John. Not because he's, you know, I just think he's funny.
Yeah, he is.
Sweet.
Remember at first we gave him such a hard time.
We were somewhat mean to him, Tamara.
I know.
Like, he's a traitor. I was like spreading it around everywhere.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah. Running was hilarious. Do you remember?
Yeah, I was even laughing at the show last night on the show. He was running again with Parvati and I was like, here we go again. It wasn't close up, but it was still hilarious.
Are you guys happy that we weren't there to do that mission that aired last night?
Oh my God.
I think I would be claustrophobic if I was in those leaves.
Yeah, I don't
in that
like
big old
claustrophobia
net.
As well. That would be not.
I heard the challenges get worse as the worse, you know, you stay on the show as well.
Then not sad I'm gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I really, after last night's episode, I really want Peter to win because he's just such a good person.
Yeah.
Like even being asked to be a traitor, he could easily said yes. And he's like, nope, I don't want to turn my back on these people.
I knew he would say no. It was a terrible read for the traitors to do that. I don't know how much time they have to think up in that turret, but just like Ek and Sue, you and I were close with Peter. Even Tamara, you were close with Peter. Like he would never say yes.
Yeah, I know.
No. It's just about someone's character like that, you know, being loyal is very important.
So I have one last question. Can we please settle the shield drama once and for all? Who grabbed it first? Who hid who? Come on, guys. I want to hear it.
Well, from my perspective, I feel like I never hid anyone, you know, and again, this is just another day at the office for me. I've taken men down doing these things. So I felt like me and Ek and Sue just had like a scuffle. Like it was like nothing. So to me, it didn't feel like anything that I'm used to.
Do you think it got dramatized just because you had to talk about it?
I think it's the pressure.
I think the fact that it was brought up on the table.
Yeah, it was. Ekin-Su was called a traitor that night, and it's not on the show. She was called a traitor by Max.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and that's another reason we were all drinking. Like, I was stressed out. I was like, they're calling Ekin-Su a traitor. We had this whole fight.
And you thought, Janelle, maybe they'd be on to you because... If they, as well.
I did.
Yeah, because
of the poisoning. I was so freaked out because I thought if Max is bringing this on the table, you know, and he kept saying like, Ek and Sue, you're lying about Janelle. And I was like, I never thought you were lying about it. You just, for me, I never really wanted to talk about it.
I don't even speak to Max. Me and Max were never close. So I don't know.
That's another one that wasn't there. I never really spoke to him either, but that night he came to me and he was like, there's something with Ek and Sue. Her story keeps changing every minute. That's all I had to go on. That's why I was like, maybe she is a traitor. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Max wasn't in New York.
No, he wasn't.
He just announced that his wife is pregnant.
Oh my God. Amazing.
Yeah. And they have a little baby, like a little baby. So, yeah. So I'm sure he's a little busy right now. I'm sure.
I get that.
But Ek and Sue, thank you so much for coming on and have fun in New York. And I can't wait to see you. And I think it's LA, right?
LA, is that what we're filming? Yes. We're gonna see you in LA. Are we having a girls' night in LA?
Yes.
What about the night of the day of the reunion?
We're going to party. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, there you go. But thank you so much. And like I said, have so much fun in New York.
Thank you so much,
Libby. Bye, beautiful.
Love you. Safe travel.
Bye-bye, guys. Love you guys. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu. Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Okay, there's some headlines that have come out about traitors. The traitor has been renewed for a third season, according to Cosmopolitan article. Peacock confirmed the news that they're renewing the show for its third season earlier this week. Also noting that Alan will continue to host the series. We don't know much else about the next season, but at least we know it's coming.
All I know is that they can never beat our cast, Tamara.
What do you think they're going to do? I know. And so who should come to the castle for season 3 of The Traitors? Vulture article came out. Vulture listed off some popular celebrities they would think should make an appearance on season 3 of the show. Some familiar names include Monica Garcia. She is the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City and caused quite a stir up and was let go, or she got put on pause. So she would definitely be a good traitor. Trisha Paytas. Yes. I love her.
She's so funny.
Oh, is she? Okay. Yeah. Tanya Harding, the ice skater.
Yes. Oh my God. That's so good. I didn't think about her. She's
she'll knock you in your Achilles. Prince Harry. I don't think he'd ever do that.
No.
Who is there somebody you'd like to see join?
So I'm like a huge Dorinda fan. Like, mega. Like, I love her.
Oh my gosh. She's
messy and iconic. And like, I just feel like for season 3, you have to have Dorinda.
Yeah. I think Dorinda would be great at it.
It's not even like, oh, she's going to play so well. I just want to see her on TV because I think she's hilarious. And I think she would be like a hysterical faithful, like always get me wrong.
As far as housewives go, I would love to see, of course, I'd love to see Teddy on there, but I also would like to see Portia, Kenya.
I'd like to see Portia. Yeah. And Teddy would be good. I mean, I feel like she was on Celebrity BB. Yep. She never really got a chance to play, but she knows kind of like those games. So I think she could be really good.
Oh, she's very strategic. Trust me.
Yeah.
In a good way. But let's go. So episode 7, what do we have? 5 more episodes left or something like that? Yeah. 4 more or something. So Poverty and Phaedra are waiting for Peter to join them in the turret. When they hear a knock at the door, to their surprise, it's Alan. He reveals Peter has denied their invitation to become a traitor. Do you think this was a smart move on Peter's part, refusing the offer?
I would have said yes, because it's an easier way to win the game. Him being a leader of an alliance is like, you're the biggest target. So do I think it was a good game move? No, but like, that's just Peter's personality.
So he was playing with his heart and not his head at that moment.
Totally.
Yeah, Peter admits he wants to win the game the right way as a faithful. He can't lie to his teammates' faces. So I get that. Like, and that's why I'm like, oh, I just wish I hope he wins because he's just such a good guy. And
so sweet.
Parvati, like, oh my God, she is something else.
It's a terrible, I don't know why she would even try to recruit him. Like, he's, of course, he knows you're a traitor. He's going to say, no, I don't want to, he's basically saying, I don't want to work with you, Parvati.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he asked later on to work with her.
Well, I think that Trishelle had trickled that information to him. Like, hey, maybe it'd be like smarter if we got Phaedra out because she's got the bra numbers. Parvati has literally no one. That's the traitor you want to work with.
Yeah. So Phaedra and Bergie are the first to arrive at breakfast. Bergie tells everyone that his group knew Dan and Parvati were traitors, but they don't know who the other traitor could be. Everyone shows up to breakfast and the faithfuls realize no one has been murdered or someone must have been recruited. The more Parvati talks, the more she looks like a traitor to me on the outside. And I know as you're in that breakfast room, you can't hear, like, you have different side conversations, so you can't see it. But watching it on TV, you're like, oh my God, she's clearly a traitor.
She's leading the conversation saying, anyone get a letter? It's like, faithfuls would never say that. Like,
right. And then she has such a bitch face when she does it. When I met her, you know, we were in the same car together. And I'm like, oh my God, she's so sweet. She's so petite. She's so cute. And I'm like, watch her on TV. I'm like, holy shit.
She's a killer.
Yeah, obviously. Peter and his group gather in a room for a quick meeting and he tells them about his invitation from the traitors. Now, if you were Peter, would you have announced it at the breakfast table or would you take them aside like he did and tell them?
I would have told the alliance because people are just going to pit it on you if you say it at breakfast and say, hey guys, just to let you know, I got a recruitment letter. Like, he's lying. He accepted it. So they can use that information to target you. So I think it was smart of him to just tell his alliance of faithfuls. I think that was the right move to do.
Well, when Parvati was, you know, talking to him at the breakfast table and being, I can't remember what she said, but she was really smug and all that. And I'm like, why wouldn't he just right then go, you know, Parvati, you tried to recruit me.
I know. That's what I was thinking too. I was like, God, I would go after her and be like, you try to recruit me. I said, no, we're coming after you.
But later on, Phaedra walks into a room on accident and Peter asks her to leave. MJ tries to go in the room and Peter's group, they also asked her to leave. I mean, he's getting a little ballsy, I think. And I don't know if that's a good thing for him. Is he playing the game too hard now? Or because I'm starting to get worried.
I'm getting worried too. I feel like he's getting ahead of himself and like there can always be twists. And I think he's so laser focused on like getting a traitor tonight that he's not thinking like all they have to do is turn like one or two people and they can turn this around on me. Because yeah. I think at that point, everyone kind of in the castle is knowing that Parvati's a traitor. So naturally, he's just going to assume, well, why wouldn't they want to vote a traitor out?
Yeah. I also feel like Phaedra's ready to
turn on her.
Yeah. I feel like it's about time where Phaedra's going to turn on Parvati. I think she knows that, like,
she doesn't trust her.
She doesn't trust her. And that yeah. makes it really, really hard.
Well, because Pan had just screwed her too. So she's like, you're his little buddy. Like, I'm just, she's probably knows that, you know.
Totally. Yeah. So the players arrive at their mission in the woods. They have to carry gold through the entire forest without getting caught in a deadly trap. If they get all the gold across, they'll add $25,000 to the prize pot. They're all split into pairs and have decided who they trust the most to carry the largest amount of money through the forest and who they trust the least to carry the smaller amount of gold. Peter and Trishel carry the most gold, carrying $10,000 in their hands. Trishel boasts they're the best team there. what do you think about this mission? I'm just glad that we didn't have to do it.
It looks awful. Like, I'm so glad I didn't participate. Like, of course I would be just looking for a shield. No. I thought it was, I love that it was like scary in the woods, but also like it was really difficult because you really had to pay attention to like little things, little details.
If you were to get murdered, would you have rather been in that net of leaves or would you rather be in that mud or whatever mud. That is? It looked like mud.
Yeah, I would much rather be in the swamp.
I was so bummed when Peter was the first one to fail. And I'm like, oh my God, would you have known the answers to the questions?
The first one, yes, but some of it's kind of just guessing. I'm not that detail oriented of a person. I would have never known that there was a moon.
That's the one that I'm like, I have no idea. The other ones I guessed and I guessed right, but I'm like, you don't see
that
stuff. You're not standing over the table looking, you know, right. And when we're on that table, it's so creepy and spooky and you're so laser focused. And then you have a camera that pops out right in front of you. And sometimes I'd find myself staring at it.
I was always staring at you because you were across from me. But the only thing you want to do in that room is like not get banished and then just get out of there.
Yeah. Yeah. So Peter and Trishel and Bergie and Sheree choose the wrong path to go down, which prompts both Peter and Bergie to fall into giant traps of mud, eliminating them from the game. CT, MJ, and Sheree are eliminated next, getting hauled up in a giant net when they go down the wrong path. Trishel, Kate, and Phaedra all go down the wrong path next, causing them to get hauled up in a giant net again. Kevin and Sandra were the fastest through the forest, and so they won the two shields. The only group to make it out of the forest were Kevin and Sandra and Parvati and John.
Wow, such a shocker.
I know.
Such a shocker.
Who do you think you would have had done that, teamed up with during that mission?
Oh, probably... same people I always did, like Bergie, Trishel, Peter.
Yeah, Peter. John. I think Peter.
Yeah.
Peter was always good at like helping us get the shields and teamwork and all that stuff. So I always trusted him. This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu. Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Peter finds out his name is on the chopping block and pulls Parvati and Phaedra aside. He asks the girls if they'd like to work together, and Phaedra immediately declines. Did you see the panic on Phaedra's face? Like, she doesn't talk game hardly ever in this show.
She's freaking out. Like, that's the first time I've seen her, like, shattered a little
you
bit.
You could see, like, she got broke right there. And I think
he did it.
I kind of think, like, Peter did that face to face to see which one would be like, oh, shit, you know, like, break them down. And he definitely broke down Phaedra.
Because I think she knows that he knows, like, you're a traitor. And he was asking to, like, work with them. He pulled two traitors aside and she was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think Peter's on to Phaedra. I think that he believes Trishelle that Phaedra could possibly be a traitor. And nobody ever wanted to believe that because she was just so sweet.
He was the first person that told me I was still in the castle when he told me Phaedra's name. And I didn't believe it. But he was like, trust me, I would bet every single dollar I have that she is a traitor.
Yeah. And then there's a big twist in the game. So Alan gathers the players and tells them he has a surprise for them in the woods. They're all driving in the woods. And Alan tells them tonight there is no round table and no banishment, which I was like, no, this was going to be one of the most exciting ones. I didn't know if it was going to be Peter or Parvati. I had no
idea. Even Phaedra, if Trishelle's little thing worked, because who knows what can happen at a banishment table. I was really mad about it because I was like, God, I really wanted to see that banishment table. I don't want them standing around. Like, yeah. I didn't like the twist.
Yeah. Well, they have the power to save someone from being murdered by the traitors tonight. Kevin and Sandra get to choose someone first because they received the shield during today's mission. They chose to save Sheree. Sheree then chose to save Phaedra, which caused Phaedra to shed a few tears because she knows. Sure, I was shocked that she did that. I thought for sure.
MJ. I thought she would have.
She would go to MJ. I really did. And I'm like, oh, okay. And so Phaedra.
That was crazy to me. So it was crazy.
I know. Phaedra chooses to save CT and CT saves John. John is able to save the last player and he chose Peter. Now, the whole thing about CT not saving Trishelle, like, kind of rocked her to her core. Like, and I was shocked too.
I mean, they've had like a 20-year friendship. So she's just thinking to myself, like, hey, like, why would you pick John over some, like, he had just met John. So she was taking it super personally.
Yeah. But she feels like she was betrayed.
Yeah.
She's upset. She's crying. And MJ also expressed her feelings about none of you guys, like, one of you wanted to save me.
It's an awful feeling.
It's an awful feeling. It's like being picked last for
no one's number one. So
yeah, it's like being in high school in PE class and you have to pick teams. You're the last one. Yeah. So I totally understand Trishelle's frustration.
Yeah. Like, she's going to definitely be like the one or two picks. Like, I'm sure, like, she's up for murder.
Yeah. Is there anybody that you think that would have saved you?
Who would have saved me? Trishelle would have saved me. Peter would have saved me. John? No, if I were left there, I don't think so, because, I mean, I don't think any of the other side would have picked me. Absolutely not. No way Kevin and Xander would ever pick me.
Nobody's going to pick me. I'm sorry.
But... I would have been up for murder. But also, like, the whole thing is just, I didn't like the twist, because here's the thing. The traitors had missed a murder. Mm-hmm. They had missed a recruitment. Mm-hmm. A traitor has been banished. And now the faithfuls can't take out another traitor. So they have this twist or whatever. But it's still like, oh,
yeah,
what a bummer.
I mean, how do you feel about there being no murder, no banishment? Do you think it slows the game down?
Yeah, it does. I'm ready to see who goes next. Like, someone needs to leave.
But then the suspicion. Now we have so much suspicion, and now we're going to tune in. I mean, I know what the producers are doing, the editors are doing, but I was so irritated and so mad at the game. This is the first time I watch it, and I was so angry. I'm like, oh my God, I wanted to, Eddie yells, just get rid of Parvati. Just get rid of her.
Because you and I have played as faithfuls, and we like to go to the banishment table to have an opportunity to banish a traitor. So yes, I'm frustrated.
Yep. So then at the end, the traitors meet in the turret, and Phaedra tells Parvati she needs to stop acting like a mean girl towards everyone. And I totally agree with this.
Yeah.
Parvati, very bummed, she can't vote out Peter like she wanted to. The traitors agree on who to murder tonight. Parvati is worried this choice may put an even bigger target on her back. I don't think she could have a bigger one. I think she's lucky that she's still in the game at this point.
The twist saved her. Yeah.
Yeah. The options to murder are Kate, Bergie, MJ, and Trishelle. Who do you think they're going to murder?
I think it's between Trishelle and Bergie. There's no, I mean, I would say maybe even MJ. Like, if Phaedra's thinking longer term game, it's going to make her look less of a traitor. Like, the second Bergie or Trishelle go, it's going to be even more obvious that it's Parvati. Because they've already said, Bergie had just said at the thing and told Phaedra, I think it's Parvati.
Yeah, I think it's MJ. I think they're going to murder MJ just to confuse everybody. I don't know.
That would be a good one.
Yeah. If you were a traitor, who would you murder at this point?
Probably Kate, because I wouldn't have had that relationship with her. And like, she, you know what I mean? Like, she just came into the game. So I'd be like, that could be a good one.
Yeah, it's one of those things where like, bitch, you don't deserve this. You just came in last week. You're not going to win this. You're not going to win this pot. You're not going to win. No, I get that. Totally get that. So yeah, so that's all we have, guys, for this episode, episode 7. So we will be back next week with episode 8, and we'll try to get another good interview for next week. So guys, keep tuning in. It's about to heat up.
Gonna get crazy.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and it's incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+, Banana Boat 360 coverage is a go-to in my house. I make sure to spray myself before I play outside with my kids. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.